Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
And the Brady Independent School District. Good morning.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. You know, it's that time of year.
Oh, yes.
School is coming now. A number of other schools have already started. Brady starts on Monday.
Yes, sir.
School board met this week. You want to talk about that first, then we'll talk about start of school?
Yes. Again, the school board meeting, there are just some, housekeeping things that we're taking care of to get the school year started. Appraisers, principal appraisers, and looking at policies and updating those particular things. And that's pretty much it as far as the agenda for the board meeting. But I guess the big thing is getting ready to start school on the 24th.
The one question I would ask you, one of the items on the agenda was an interlocal with loan.
Yes, that interlocal agreement was not approved by our board for this school year. However, Loan has reached out and has applied for a waiver, and they have gotten that, so they are transporting their students.
Okay. Well, let's talk about start of school. What's the first question people ask you about when you start talking about going back to school?
Well, actually,
what's the biggest concern people have?
The biggest concern is safety.
Safety.
You know, what are we doing as a school district to ensure that our students and faculty are safe while at school? And again, the response is this is all new to us, but we're doing the best we possibly can by the guidance from the CDC and TEA to make sure that we have things in place. We have masks, we have hand sanitizer that we received from TEA, 118 gallons of hand sanitizer. But we've equipped our schools with signage, and we've trained up our faculty and staff. And I met yesterday with our school nurses to make sure that we're prepped and ready to go, along with our departments to make sure that is transportation ready to go. Are we all set? And again, it is our priority is the safety of our students and faculty and staff that are on board with us.
You're going to be starting off. Some students, parents have the option for, online at home.
Yes, sir.
How's that working out?
Yes, right now we have roughly about, I'd have to say, 120 students that are doing remote learning at this time. Now, we're really focusing on and reaching out to our parents so that they know and understand that once a student goes with online remote learning for the school year, they're there for a six-week period, grading period. We're not coming in and out of it just because of the it's too hard to handle for us, right. So we'll make sure that they're in for 6 weeks. We also want to relay the message out to our parents. This is not like what we had in the spring when we let go in March. We weren't really prepared at that time. We did the best we possibly could, but there are some requirements that our students will have to meet. Not requirements, but I just want to say it's not, there's a lot of work that's going to go into the remote learning. That's what I want to say. It's not... We learned from our mistakes earlier in the spring, and now we're ready to go. And parents and students will have to be engaged in that learning at home, and we'll have to have assignments daily. So there's a lot of things to that.
One of the other things, if I understand, for someone who is doing the at-home learning, there's some, you aren't going to just be able to participate in all the extracurricular activities as normal as if you were.
That is correct.
Class.
That is correct. If you are at home doing remote learning, you will not be coming up to participate in any of the extracurricular activities, whether that's band, athletics,
sports,
any of those things.
Okay. Taking a pig to a fair someplace, that's also includes that with the 4-H. Well, if we get ready, everybody is, I think, everybody is ready, I gather.
Yes, we're
emotionally ready.
Yes, we're ready, and we'll give this. We'll get our students here, and let's get started.
The as you looked at it, as you get ready to go, everything is set as best you can.
Yes, sir.
And best we know. Hmm. And once again, in terms of sports, the restrictions on.
Yes, we're
capacity at the football stadium.
We're currently working on that, and hopefully we'll have something out today as far as the capacity. The capacity for our facilities right now, athletic facilities, is the recommendation is 50% capacity at our facilities. And so we're getting that lined out for the stadium and what that would look like for us. We have 2,000 seats on the visitors on the home side. So that means we have 1,000 available seats there. We also have 500 available seats on the visitor side. Mm-hmm. And so what we're working with, and the people in our district, we're working with what we will have e-tickets that people can buy online. And what we'll do, we will not have the reserve seating like we've had in the past, so we can open it up for general admission and make sure that we have our requirements. However, I want to let our 2019-20 reserve ticket holders, because some of those individuals have had those seats for years. And so if they could just bear with us this year as we get through this, that we'll have general admission, but going into the next year, we will have their seats still that they could purchase. So we'll have that information out hopefully today on our website.
And then over at the gym for volleyball and, hopefully basketball, similar approach,
yes, sir.
Well, there were a number of projects that were underway for the school year. It wasn't just going to be, even without all of this going on, you have number of building projects, new additions to the schools, so update of the schools.
The projects are going great. We have elementary school. We have third, fourth, and fifth grade hallways that are being renovated. They are nice. Our teachers have access to them at this point. They are getting them set up and ready for school. There's still a few things that punch list items that Waldrop Construction are working on. However, they're ready to go at the elementary school. And then we also have the Family Consumer Science renovation at the high school, and it is going well also. So hopefully we're ready to go by the start of school. It was looking good last week and earlier this week.
That's so 3 days away.
Yes, absolutely. But again, there's some areas that they're touching up, so we'll see how that looks. If we do not have those rooms available, we're good at the high school because we have extra space for them. Now, the big project, the Career Center that's going in back behind the high school building, it's on track, and it'll be ready in January, particular portion.
I guess I was going to ask about, the admittance to facilities. Normally, improve security of the facilities in the first place, but now we have this additional issue of COVID-19. What are you doing extra?
Yes, we are. What we've asked in our plan, and we'll tell parents that we definitely want to make sure that we limit our visitors to the campus the best we can, just to make sure that, that we keep our people safe, because typically on a normal day, we have a lot of visitors come to our schools. So we definitely want to limit that. And when we do have visitors come in, we'll be screening those visitors to make sure that they do not have any signs and symptoms of COVID that are on that checklist before they enter our building. So we definitely have that in place. And now that, just aside from COVID, you're talking about security. Something that I want to say is that we have, and we're very thankful with Brady, the city of Brady. We have partnered up with them, and we have a student resource officer, Mr. Willie Wade Nuncio. We're excited to have him on board with us, and he has been on our campuses for the last couple of weeks, touring our campuses, visiting with our teachers, and just being acclimated to the school setting. So we're definitely pleased to have him on board with us, and that'll definitely add to our security. At the schools, at the campuses, so we're glad to have him on board.
Well, I'll start off by asking you, what people are asking you, what's the first question on people's mind? What is any things that you particularly want to make sure people know before school starts?
Well, I think just moving into the remote instruction, I think that's the most important piece. As we try to get kids lined out for school and the instructional, are they coming in face-to-face or remote? Remember, if you're going remote learning, that is for a 6 weeks period. That student will have to have, they have to have daily contact with their teacher, teachers out there. They have to turn in their assignments daily. That's important for the student. So again, there's a lot of work involved in that. We want to make sure that that our parents know that, that our students know that, and that, again, it'll be a daily, it'll be pretty rigorous with them going on out there, remote learning.
You mentioned about 120 so far signed up, and that's
yes.
out of...
So we have, we ended the school year with 1,050 students, so that's... And we have, as we're visiting with those parents, we do have some that are changing and saying, okay, we want to go remote learning.
Change. Yeah. But folks are, you know, as we've seen, people are concerned about it and, you know, have questions. And that's nothing new to you.
No, sir.
Not at all. Well, we're ready. You're ready.
Yeah. Ready or not, here we go.
Any final thoughts?
No, sir.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. Dr. Hector Martinez, the superintendent of the Brady Independent School District, with us this morning here on The Morning Program.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.